Mark and I were sitting out front watching, waiting for the bus, but he was watching the men who were loading carpet into the van, and they were here to sand the floors, pulled up carpet and everything. And they had, they had a certain style about them. They were all talking out loud talking about the carpet and sort of yelling back and forth. And Mark said, I never saw people like that before. And I said, oh yeah? How come? He said, well, what did that man spit? One of them had spit in the garden. And Mark was, I think, fairly horrified by that and wanted to know why he had done it and what it was that he spit from his mouth. Later, I asked Mark if he had ever seen people like that before. I mean, I guess I just re-asked the question, you know. So you haven't ever seen people like that before or something? And he said, my bus driver. And I asked him, oh really? Is your bus driver like that? And he said, my bus driver slams the door. Well, these guys had been slamming doors to get their van shut. And I do know that the bus driver has to slam his door also to get the bus van shut. So, and I said, oh, is your bus driver like these people? And he said, no. Which is also true. The bus driver doesn't yell, and he doesn't spit, and he's kind of delicate looking and nicey nice and sweet. Whereas these guys are kind of macho and masculine and all the noisy and blustery stuff that goes with that.
Russ was telling me about what happened. He went off to an enrichment class and said, this woman took me off. And she asked us which choices we wanted to have, often. And he said, the choices were often, not very often, very often and not...
No. The words were often, and let's see, originally, mm-hmm. and not at all.
Okay. Now, what did you decide?
Mostly, I had often.
Okay. You mean occasionally?
Yeah, occasionally.
Not originally, occasionally.
Well, it says, if you want a lot of times, you put on, occasionally.
Just a few times means occasionally.
If you want to do it a whole bunch of times, you put on under a check under the thing that you want.
Okay, I understand. Now, which ones, you said often on most of them?
On most of them?
Yeah. What were some of the options you had? Some of the things you could choose from? Some of the things, some of the activities.
Okay. Yeah. Movies. I did movies. Mm-hmm. Putting your pets in like contests. Mm-hmm. And I did often.
Okay.
Like a lot of times.
Okay.
So we'll have to take the kitten.
I understand. Go ahead.
And learning about animals, checking out what strange they do.
Mm-hmm. What strange things they do, huh?
Yeah. And let's see, I think that's about all. Oh, I did dodgeball. Mm-hmm. I wanted dodgeball classes.
Mm-hmm.
So she said she gives me dodgeball classes. And there was also, you could start in your own club, so I did often. I mean, like a whole bunch of times.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell her you wanted to learn about computers?
Well, that wasn't there.
It wasn't on the list?
No.
Well, if she ever asks you, tell her that you really want to learn so you can do some programming of the Vectrex, okay?
What?
So you can program the Vectrex. Ask her. Tell her that you
How
want to learn.
How do you program the Vectrex?
Well, you have to learn.
Yeah, but Dad, I don't think you can.
Yeah, they're working on it. They're working on it. Believe me. Now, okay, so you did a lot of time, you spent a lot of time with this lady. What was her name?
Mrs. Bauer.
Mrs. Bauer, uh-huh. And are you going to see her every week?
Well, every Wednesday.
Does she think she'll be nice to you?
She talks like real fast.
I see. But every Wednesday you're going to miss some time in class, right?
No, I'm going to miss gym.
I see, okay.
Or, yes. I don't know what comes
gym
on R. Wednesday.
I think
gym, art, maybe library, maybe music. I don't know which one comes.
Okay, now, here's the question. How come you had some problems with your work? Is it because you missed regular work?
Yeah.
Okay. And your teacher wants you to do it at home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have another question. Everybody got this.
Okay, but I have some other questions.
Yeah.
This one, she says she wants you to do it neater next time. Now,
I
what is
it?
Neat
as me as possible.
You see
as
that?
I could.
You see that?
Yeah.
Little red part coming out there?
Yeah.
And you didn't fill in here? I think we should practice a little bit on drawing, right? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, not too bad. This is not too bad. She wants it neater. She wants you to do a good job. Now, this is a terrible job.
See.
Why did you get so bad a job? Why? Because...
Well, 4 + 5 = 9.
Yeah, but who wrote it in there?
I forgot.
Okay, you missed. And what happened here?
That was really hard. There's subtraction.
Yeah, but you didn't look at this one. Some subtraction and some addition. That's right.
5
wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was 4. Then I wrote in 5.
Okay. Well, look. What did you do? A lot of subtractions, right?
Yeah,
and some of the subtractions are wrong.
It was mixed up.
And there's some you didn't even do. You didn't do this one and you didn't do this one. Ross, you can do a better job than that. I know you can.
Dad, they're all mixed up. I couldn't find the one.
Your mind should switch back and forth from addition to subtraction.
Let me go.
Okay, do all the additions first. Okay, here's the trick. Okay, you ready?
Mark and Ross in to see a TV program, little Disney Channel program. And Ross came, I said, come and see. And Ross came running in and he said, Dumbo? And then he saw that it was Dumbo on the phone, on the television. And he said, as I knew. Ross wanted to know where Daddy was. Mark said, don't you remember he went to a party to earn money for food? Point to the boys that when he works, he's earning money for food. And Brian is always busy and he says he's working. So I think when he's inaccessible, it's because it's for a good cause, which means he's earning money for food. A little later, I told Mark not to flick his fingers at the cat. Cat was biting me, and Mark reached over. The cat was biting me. Mark reached over and flicked the cat with his fingers. And I said, "Don't do that to the cat. It isn't nice." And he said, oh, and it's nice that the cat, let's see, and it's nice that the cat, no, and I don't think he said it that way. He said, when the cat bites you, it's nice. Anyway, the word order there, I don't recall But he did make a nice joke. He grinned at me. And he had picked up on the word nice, and he was going to repeat it in a different way, making a joke about how nice it was that the cat was biting me. In fact, that's why he was flicking the cat. So.
Mark and Russ are talking about cereals, and you said you mean Cocoa Krispies? And Mark said, no, I mean the ones that we used to eat in the old days. Yeah, it's interesting there, it's just the morphology. Now he came in and said, now look what I'm having. And Russ said, Rice Krispies are the best ones. Mark came in holding Rice Krispies. Here's the raisin, Mark. Mark said, where's my raisin thing?
I don't need raisins.
What do you need?
I need to watch
this. No, you don't. Come on, Marty, Marky. Marky said, I know how you got all those prizes. I did games. But when we did the horsey, we didn't get any prizes for that. And I said, you mean the donkey? He said, yeah.
And I didn't do a donkey because I was afraid to get blindfolded.
Why? What did you think would happen to you?
I'm like, I wouldn't see it and I might put it on the wall.
It's okay. It's okay.
What if I put it in?
They watch you. The parents watch you while you're doing it, and if you get into too much of a mess, they'll stop you.
Now, watch someone put around the back of the refrigerator.
They did? They got really
confused. They got mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it on the refrigerator, not on the donkey.
Oh, no. That's entirely wrong.
That Josh, I saw him
flying
down the...
What was that? Say again.
Is this in the old days?
What happened? What happened
well,
to
me? In the old days, all we had is just one underwear, two socks, two shoes, one pants, and just a shirt. And we didn't have any more of those things.
Were we very poor?
We were poor. Mm-hmm. We didn't have very much. We didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any food.
Mm-hmm.
But we did live in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have those things, and we never got to, and it was never, and we never got to. There wasn't any cups or glasses or mugs or pans or
mm-hmm.
bells or
mm-hmm.
food or mm-hmm. spoons or fat spoons or anything.
Mm-hmm.
All we had is, and there wasn't any. There wasn't any food, there wasn't any seeds,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't any peanuts,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't any,
How did we live in the old days? How could we live with no food? If there's no food, how do you live?
We still did live.
How?
Oh, I don't know.
How were we able to do that?
I don't know how we lived.
Did we almost die in the old days? Did we almost die?
Almost.
We did die? Yes or no? Died or not died?
No. Mm-hmm. But we still did, but we still didn't have any food.
Why were we so poor?
We didn't go to the shopping very much.
Right.
We didn't know very much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some things when we were poor.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you about when we were poor.
When we were in Hungary, did we have a lot of money?
I don't know.
Remember when you took the aspirin down off the shelf?
Oh, yeah.
And you had to have your tummy pumped out?
Yeah.
What about that? Did we have a long
time? I had to rip my tummy off.
I had to pump it out.
How did they pump it out?
Put a tube down it.
And what is a tube?
They put all the stuff in a bucket. Sorry.
Mold site.
Mark, do you remember when you were a little baby and you dropped a pan on your brother's foot?
Oh my gosh, that really is.
What pan?
What?
What pan?
Do you remember when you dropped a pan on Ross's foot?
What pan?
A big frying pan.
Where is it?
Hmm?
Show me.
In there.
And where? And that one.
Mm-hmm.
Burning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did it burn his foot?
No, it gave him a black toe.
It gave him a black toe.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was black eyes, not black toe.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of a black toe.
No, in this case it was a black toe.
Black toenail.
Black toenail.
Oh, like a black finger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like
do you remember when you lived in a little room and there were soldiers on your wallpaper?
No.
You don't remember that? You don't remember Denver, do you?
I barely do.
You don't remember when you played with Matt?
What Matt?
Down the street?
Who's Matt?
You remember Carla?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember Carla?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Pretty young.
You used to stay with Carla.
Does Ross remember
Velma?
Velma?
I used to live with her?
You used to go to her house for babysitting.
Mm.
That's right. And she had a couple dogs, remember? Shaloo.
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at his plate and said, this is a chipped. That's a chip on the plate. And I said, oh yeah, and Mark said, is that what a chipped plate looks like, Mom? He's discovering about the big world. Yesterday, Mark spent about a half an hour watching the big hand as it moved down to the 6 in order to make it 12:30. Because he knew that at 12:30 we had to leave for his bus. And he really was not distracted. Maybe once the cat came in the dining room where he was, and he chased it a couple of times, but then he immediately got back up on the bench and continued to watch the clock in its progression. Half an hour's worth of this. So this morning, he just about panicked when the clock struck 8:30. Now, that was a deadline for Ross, but he thought it was the deadline for everything now. And whenever it strikes the 30, it's certainly a deadline. But he wasn't prompted this morning to do that.
Then we were winding the cuckoo clock. And he showed a lot of interest in, did I make the cuckoo go kook? Our cuckoo only goes kook at 45 after, by the way. Or I guess at the hour.
So every 15 minutes it goes kook.
Well, sometimes it goes cuckoo, but at 9 o'clock only just goes kook. The up hour. Anyway, he wanted to know, he had pulled the chain, he said, did I make it go kook? So he's showing a lot of interest in clocks. And he also had some interest about whether if it was 9:40, does that mean his bus is coming? It was something about that. Does that mean my bus is coming?
9:30 or 9:40?
It was 9:35, and he said, does that mean something? I can't remember exactly what it was. I'm sorry.
Last
night. No, it's all this morning. 8:35. Wait. Mary came back and said, it's 8:30 and my bus is going to come. And of course, the bus comes at 8:40. But he's got 8:30 is the idea.
Last night was September 11th. Ross said, was doing an interview on Brian for his schoolwork, Brian's job, and was having difficulty spelling a word. He said, this is sufferating.